food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Busted! Yes, the sugar industry just got busted. Find out who and how and which documents have been uncovered that prove they have known sugar is damaging. What's worse is they hid this truth. They suppressed it from the consumer and the media. This has tobacco guilt written all over it. Carolina, boy, this does remind me of the tobacco industry debacle. After all these years, the sugar industry has been outed. Let's tell everybody what that's about.
Yeah, well, that's the sad reality. A lot of us think that all these recommendations that come down the pipe, that for the general population, that they're being written or made by, you know, medical experts or people that use scientific evidence to write all this up. And although that's partially truth, that's not the entire truth, because there's so much of the money industry involved in these policies. And that's exactly what happened here. I guess, you know, when the Dental Association was making some recommendations on avoiding cavities because it was such a prevalent issue with children, they found out a lot of research that clearly said, you know what, it's too much sugar. They're eating too much sugar. It's causing the cavity. We need to make recommendations to cut back the sugar, and then we won't have so much cavity. Well, the big sugar industry got involved, and there was a lot of conversation, some other things going in the background that, you know, not for me to really know much about. We all didn't know about it. And lo and behold, the information that came through was, you know what, maybe it's the lack of fluoride that's causing cavities. Let's just add fluoride to people's water, and no one talked about sugar.
Hey, wait a minute. You're saying that instead of telling the truth about the sugar being the cause of decay in teeth and bringing and causing cavities, they decided to switch the focus over to fluoride and blamed lack of fluoride for dental decay. Is that right? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, you heard it right. I read an article by Dr. Mercola, which he had a fantastic quote where he said, blaming cavities on the lack of fluoride was like blaming obesity on the lack of exercise. That's just phenomenal. What he's saying there is there are pieces to the puzzle. There might have been a slight lack of fluoride, but the big issue here was sugar, and the industry was able to infiltrate the recommendations and the dental policies and sweep that under the rug and just focus on the fluoride and kind of, oh yeah, sugar, sure, we should eat less sugar, you know, let's not talk about lead. Let's go back to talking about fluoride. So they kind of just switch gears, and yeah, unfortunately, right, you know, fortunately, now with the internet and people being a lot more interested and people being a lot smarter about how they want to get their information, where they want to get it from, all these truths and realities are coming to light.
Man, it just breaks my heart again and again and again that we are duped over and over for the bottom line, and our health is we're guinea pigs for the health consequences, and we certainly have seen that. In fact, I think you told me a story this morning I'd like you to share about a mom who has three-year-olds. Tell us that story just without identifying this person.
So sure, yeah. So you know, I have lots of friends with little kids, but this mom has really young kids who, in the best of intentions, she's a fantastic mom, was giving her kids those fruit gummies, like fruit snacks, you know, those that come and say 100% natural, 100% fruit juice, get 100% vitamin C in just one package of fruit snack. They're great. Those. Some of them don't even have any food coloring, which is great. The problem is, I have always told people, those are all sugar. So what happened is, these little young kids that have teeth that are forming, they're chewing on them, they're using their back teeth. Those gelatin-like snacks are very sticky, and they get stuck to the kids' teeth. If they don't have strong enough tongues or even mouth mobility to be able to clean it out, so that sugar sticky thing is stuck on their teeth, and now poor mom, she had to take her very young toddlers to go get cavity repaired at the dentist, and she was sharing how she will never again offer those fruit snacks.
3 years old and you're getting cavities filled. You're getting fillings. And that, I mean, that's the beginning of an unhealthy mouth. Please explain for just a minute why an unhealthy mouth means an unhealthy body. I think most people think it's separate. It's not.
Oh, it's so not separate. I mean, mouth is the first organ involved in digestion. We forget that all the time, but it is. It's where we chew. It's where enzymes start to work on digesting your food to extract all the vitamins and minerals that our body needs. So when you eat sugar, not only, it's going to damage the enamel, which causes cavities, but it'll also lower the availability of the enzymes. It lowers the chemical pH and the chemical reactions that you need to happen in your mouth for digestion to occur. So you have all these things going against you. And then if you have damaged teeth, how well are you going to chew? Or how well are you going to be able to process the foods you're supposed to process? Because remember, we want to eat as much raw fruits and vegetables as we can. And to eat raw fruits and vegetables, what do we need, Ellen?
Oh, we need strong teeth, chompers. We
that's
need some
right.
big chewing chompers.
Some
yeah,
chompers.
And chewing
that's
is,
right.
it, you got to chew. You got to chew to release those enzymes. Yeah. Let's just have for a minute talk about chewing gum, speaking of chewing and sugar. What are your opinion about chewing gum?
Well, first I have to say that, you know, I'm a reformed gum chewer addict. I used to chew gum back in college. It was partly to stay awake through some classes that were not my favorite, and partly to even curb appetite. I know a lot of people chew gum because then they won't eat and they won't snack, and so if they're trying to lose weight, it's a strategy they use. The problem that I later found out about chewing gum is you are doing so much harm to your body's enzyme balance, because exactly what I was talking about, the mouth being the first point of digestion of food, when food hits your mouth, the enzymes start to get released to start the digestive process. When you chew gum, your body reacts the same way as if you had just put a piece of food in your mouth. So all those enzymes are getting excreted to start digesting something that never enters your esophagus and therefore your stomach or your small intestine. Therefore, you're wasting really valuable resources for nothing. All these enzymes that you have in your body, you had your body produce, didn't get used. And even worse, sometimes you mess up with the pH of your stomach because it was waiting. There's gastric juice there waiting for food to hit it. And it never comes. So some people end up getting a lot of heartburn. Some people start getting some indigestion related to the fact that they're actually chewing too much gum throughout the day.
Never thought about that part as well. I've never chewed gum. I just think of it as just sort of grinding that sugar into your teeth, because they are always sweet. You don't have unsweetened chewing gum.
That's
it always
true.
Has a sweet
That's
flavor.
True.
So I feel like I'm just grinding, anybody chewing is grinding that sugar into their teeth. And again, that is that's the problem. But you would not know all these truths about sugar and chewing gum if you just read the labels of these products. Again, the sugar industry has been very clever about trying to make sugar seem okay. They, you know, they find ways, as you say, to work around the facts. And they don't, and again, you can go on the website and explore this, by the way. Carolyn, why don't you wind that up?
Yeah, absolutely. Ellen's right. We really have to pay more attention. And I'm so glad some of the labeling laws are being changed in the near future, hopefully, so that we can see added sugar more easily into labels. But remember to always look for other sugars. If it says something like, you know, sugar alcohols, those are still sugars. So you do have to kind of be diligent about looking at labels and making sure that you're not ingesting any extra sugar. We have so much more to tell you about this. So go check us out on kidcritics.org. We have our blog section there. You'll find lots of good information, recipes, and even a place for you to enter for a food giveaway. Also, listen to us always on Radio MD. And in the meantime, eat well and stay well.